You're listening to the Steadfast and Savvy podcast. We're your hosts, Danielle Brown and Mindy Walther. Today is going to be fun. We're going to attempt to make it through a game of 20 questions. And if you know us, this is going to be so chaotic, but in all the right ways. So grab your coffee and get comfy, because we're getting right into it. Hello and welcome to Steadfast and Savvy. If you missed our Get to Know Us posts on our Instagram, I'm Mindy and I'm one half of Steadfast and Savvy. I have been a lash artist for 5 years next month and have just began educating in the industry. I have always loved teaching and caring for others, so doing this podcast just seemed inevitable. If I'm not at work, I'm usually hanging out with my pets and my husband. We have one dog and three cats who consume our every waking hour. I also love a good DIY project. My husband and I purchased a home 3 years ago and had to completely renovate it and are still doing so. I am currently living out my HGTV dreams, and let me tell you, they totally glamorize this lifestyle on TV. It's been so much hard work, but so rewarding, and it's such a dream come true.
That was Mindy's first try introducing herself, and that was really good. So hopefully I can follow in her footsteps. But I'm Danielle. I'm the other half of Steadfast and Savvy. If you don't already know me, I'm a licensed esthetician in Albany. I've been in the industry for almost 3 years now, so still kind of like a baby esty. But I'm also a barista once or twice a week, super part-time. I just absolutely love strangers. I've been working at the same coffee shop also for almost 3 years, and it's one of my favorite things ever. Turning strangers into friends within the span of 5 minutes is like my life goal. So if you've been my client in the treatment room and I'm asking a ton of personal questions right off the bat, it's just because I want to be your bestie. That's all. I've been living in Oregon my whole life, but definitely don't want to live here forever. Oregonians, no. Before aesthetics, I was going to pursue pediatrics. I love kids, but having struggles with my skin, I just felt really drawn to aesthetics after changing my idea on nursing. So that's kind of how I got into it. But we're going to take you on a roller coaster. We might not get through all 20 of these questions, but we're definitely going to try.
Okay, let's jump right into it. Danny, what is your current favorite book?
My current favorite read is Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. I was never a book girly until this year. So January, I changed that about myself. And Fourth Wing was one of those like early reads this year, and I am still obsessed with it. I have book FOMO. It's really bad.
Well, I am kind of the complete opposite of you. So my current go-to is The Diary of a CEO by Stephen Barlett. If I am going to set aside time to read, I have to read some type of self-help book. So I just love all of those. My other go-to lately has been Atomic Habits, which I've been trying to get through for like 3 years now. But The Diary of a CEO has been my go-to every evening before bed.
Okay, up next we have our go-to coffee orders. I'm a barista, so I'm super picky. So I get 3 shots over ice with the sugar-free salted caramel and vanilla topped off with cream. Super picky about it.
I go for a chai tea, and now knowing you, it's wherever you tell me to get chai tea. That's how I make my decisions now. But I'm not a big like coffee person. I'm trying to get more into it. Now that we're like setting up a coffee station in the house, I feel like I need to utilize it, but I usually just go with chai tea, keep it easy. Okay, transitioning to our next question. If you won the lottery, what would be your signs?
I think we talked about this super briefly, like at one of my lash fills with you, but I want a dog farm so bad. In the middle of nowhere, if I won the lottery, I would literally go missing. Like, people would not know where I am because I'm just in the middle of nowhere with 100 dogs.
Mine's like kind of similar. I would also go to the middle of nowhere. If you can't tell, we both want to escape the real world. I love gardening, but I don't ever actually take the time. I attempted this year and killed all of my starts, so that was fun. But I would have a huge garden and a backyard sanctuary. You can't tell from my house currently if you're one of my clients. I'm sorry, but my backyard is atrocious, but the Pinterest board for it is fabulous. So I can't wait for that to happen. But if I won the lottery, my backyard would be immaculate within like 2 weeks.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Up next, we have our favorite time of day. Mine is like late morning, like 10, 11, before it's the afternoon and you like start feeling lazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I am early afternoon. That's when I finally wake up and like have motivation to get stuff done. Like, I think like 12:30, 1 o'clock after I get my lunch, that's when I thrive and get most of my work done.
Yeah, you have your fuel by then, right? So you're good.
Yeah, I gotta sleep in a little bit. It's fantastic. That's like my favorite thing about this industry is starting late and having it be acceptable.
Yeah, that's like a normal work day, starting at 1, 2. Wow,
it's like, it's fabulous. All right, what inspires you? So this one was a hard one for me to kind of like narrow down. I felt like every time I thought about it, a million more people popped up. But the main person I'd say that inspires me is my mom. She was like my best friend all growing up. We had one of those rare relationships where everybody in high school hated their mom, but she was my best friend and I didn't really hang out with friends. It was her. And so we've always done everything together, and all of my business ideas have went through her first. She's my main proofreader for all of my, like, all of my training manuals, her and my sister, one of my sisters. And so I think what inspires me the most about her is this lady. She's kind of crazy. She has like 4 different college degrees and still does education and teaches herself more things. She just released, or is getting ready to release, her first children's book. And so just watching her like pause to take time to raise me and my sisters and jump right back into her dreams has kept me like so inspired that I can do anything at any age whenever I want to. So she was the one I kind of narrowed down to like my number one inspiration.
Yeah, that's so good. I unfortunately couldn't narrow it down. I also had like a really big circle I was like trying to pick from.
So hard.
But probably my parents more than anybody. Our answers are like so
right?
similar.
I know. It's like the same person.
Yeah. But I mean, you want to talk about work ethic and just humble, hard work. My parents are like just a golden example of what that looks like to do everything humbly. And yeah, I just look up to them so much.
All right, this next one's getting real into it. So, Danielle, if you were stuck on an island, what 3 items could you not live without?
I can't wait to explain this one. Okay. My first item would be a fuzzy blanket. I'm cracking up. I have like sensory issues. Like if something isn't soft on my skin, I get so uncomfortable and like almost overstimulated.
Yeah.
So I have to have a fuzzy blanket if I'm stuck on an island,
priorities,
middle of the rainforest. Who knows?
Yes.
My second item would be some kind of lip balm or gloss. I can't handle cracked lips.
Me neither.
I can't do the chapped thing. I would use lip gloss before I brushed my teeth if that's like how I had it.
Yes.
And then my third item, I have to explain this one so you like get a picture of what it is. Last Christmas, my brother got me a really, really tiny, like, little present, and I was so excited to open it. And he's just busting out laughing the entire time. And I was like, what is in this? Like, why are you laughing? It's a pocket knife. Beautiful. But it's, like, one of the utility ones. So, like, the first thing you pull out is the knife. A second one is a fork. And then the third one is a spoon.
Oh, I love that.
No, it's so handy.
So innovative.
It's hilarious. It's one of the best Christmas gifts I've ever gotten.
I love that.
I keep it in my car because you never know when you need a knife, a spoon, or...
100%.
Yeah. Especially with your schedule, you gotta dine in the middle of jobs and
everything. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, those are my three items.
I love that. Well, I also had some type of lip product as my number one. My biggest fear in life is having chapped lips. I hate it so much. I can't.
Just scared of it.
Yeah, it's not happening. My other two get a little bit more practical. So my dad is like a major, you got to be prepped for every situation. Like he's gotten us gifts like survival stuff in the past. Love we watched it. All of those reality TV shows about self protection, all that good stuff, and he would test us on it. So I immediately knew if I gave any other answer and he listened to this, he'd be disappointed. So my number two is a hatchet. You never know where you're gonna get stuck. That's so I gotta be prepared, gotta cut down trees, build a raft, who knows. And then my next one was flint and steel, those cute little kits, because I run cold all the time. So I needed fire. And I've watched Survivor and all those things. I know for a fact I cannot do it with sticks alone. So a flint and steel is a must, and we'll figure everything else out as we go.
Our answers are the same, but like in different fonts.
They really are. Like
that's so good.
It's fantastic. I love it so much. Okay, jumping into our next one. How would you describe yourself in three words?
I couldn't pick three. Like, I didn't want to describe myself, so I texted, like, 10 different people. And then just narrowed it down. So, out of the people I texted, I got driven, loyal, and passionate.
100%.
Yeah.
I wasn't that smart. I didn't text anybody. I just sat there and stared at my screen.
You sat there for 10 minutes and pondered.
It's like, what am I? Who am I?
What am I?
What am I doing? So I landed on creative, ambitious, and caring. Those are my
go-to. I love that we're the same.
I did. Me too. It's just another confirmation this had to happen.
Yeah.
It's like the absolute best. Okay, let's get into our signature scent. I feel like we both are very much like have to smell good constantly or we're freaking out. So this one was hard because I do Scentbird because I can't ever make up my mind. So I went through, I have like 20 little perfume samples right now that I go through. But my one that was the lowest was English Laundry, and I'm not even going to try to attempt.
I want to hear you say it.
It's off. Okay, but it's embarrassing because it's probably only like the last word that I'll struggle with, but it's their Oxford Blue Pour Femme.
Oh my gosh.
Something.
Absolutely no finesse trying to say it.
No. I struggle with English, let alone fancy perfume names, but it's been my go-to. I think I've had them like resend it to me like two or three times now. I need to just buy the full bottle, but I'm too lazy to actually get on and do that, but...
Yeah, if you're wondering what Mindy smells like, it's English Laundry.
English Laundry.
Yeah, that's so good. My go-to right now is Floral Marshmallow from Dossier. I think that's how you say it.
Yeah.
They're like knockoff, like perfume dupes.
Oh, really?
But they actually smell so good. And they last all day. So I'm paying like $30 for this instead of like $300 for the actual perfume that it's mimicking.
Oh, I love that.
So, love that. Girl math.
Yes, it's the best. I think that's why I do the subscription, because I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I'm getting it for cheaper, so I can get the Versace and not be like, oh, I just spent $500 on a perfume.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
You probably need to invest in English Laundry, though.
I probably
do. If you're going through it.
At this point, I'm having them send me one every month.
Yeah.
Probably. I probably should at this point. It's been my go-to for, like...
Forever.
2 years now, I think. I got it right before our trip last year.
Okay, yeah. And I would get it.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
It's definitely time. I probably could have paid for a whole bottle by now.
Probably.
All right. So what song are you currently in love with?
Gosh.
This was another, like, terribly hard one to come up with. So I feel like you've been sending me a lot of songs lately, too.
Yeah, that's my love language, honestly.
I love it. That's
sending
most of my...
songs that, like... make me think of them.
It's the best. Most of my liked songs right now are songs that you sent me. Because at the beginning of this year, I went through and I completely cleared out my whole Spotify because I was listening to some kind of trashy music and just felt super convicted about it this year. So I wiped it clean. So I think I might have like 20 songs saved, and half of them are all from you.
Well, I'm glad.
But
I take so much pride in my Apple Music.
I love it.
Like, all of my playlists are my pride and joy.
Fabulous. I'm too lazy with playlists. Like, my clients know I have, like, 5 songs on my studio playlist, and then I just let it magic shuffle and do whatever. I'm terrible with music. But my go-to right now isn't one of yours, unfortunately.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
It's like, it came up as a suggestion from one of the songs. So it's it like kind of is. It's
pretty much from me.
Yeah, it's Danny adjacent. So it's Power Over Me by Dermot Kennedy. And the vocals, that's what I'm getting into. It's more like the vocals.
Yeah.
I love it so
less
much.
Less auto-tune, more talent.
Yeah. Not as rappy.
Yeah.
Like, just quality.
Just, like, super convicted with, like, auto-tune.
Yes.
Just auto-tune itself. I feel like I'm sitting.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. 100%. Oh,
it's hilarious. I put in my notes to figure it out day of, so I just looked at the most, like, recently added song in my library, and it's Forever by Noah Kahan.
Oh. That's a good one.
So good. And I didn't have it on my playlist, so I just added it this morning, but it's been on repeat.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
My favorite. Next up, we have our must-have beauty product. There are so many, and being in the beauty industry, I think I thought about this question for a good 10 minutes. Staring at the ceiling, like looking, just trying to figure it out. But if I could only have like one, castor oil. Google all the benefits. Like, you can, don't eat it, but it's good for everything on your body.
Love it.
I put it on my lashes. That's what I used in high school instead of like a lash serum. And they actually got super long, super thick. I put it on my brows still.
Yes.
On my lips before I go to bed. Like, castor oil is just good.
Yeah, that was one I've always used it. It was one my mom always had on hand. It was her answer to
everything.
Any question you had, just slap some castor oil
on
it.
Don't eat it, but I mean, castor oil.
And that's my sister started like getting super into wellness stuff this year too, and started doing like the castor oil wraps too. So I needed to do that. I had stopped because I started doing self tan and it would like melt it away.
Yeah.
So I stopped for a while. But I know, gut health is top priority this year. So bye bye tans. But that's what I use on my brows. And being someone who does eyebrows, I constantly try new things on my eyebrows and have failed so many times. It's fixed. Like, I got with the straight eyebrow trend that was going through TikTok. I got super inspired one night when Ross was out with his friends and thought that's what I needed on my face and got rid of one of my tails and realized it was not it. And castor oil brought the tail right back.
There you go.
The brows have officially forgiven me finally. I'm done trying new things. No more trends for Mindy. But my go-to had to be a lip product. I didn't even think about, like, castor oil is so smart because you get multiple uses out of it.
Yeah.
I just panicked about not putting chapstick on.
She is so scared of chapped lips.
I'm terrified, guys. So that was my one. I'm like, well, I guess I'll sacrifice everything else in my life as long as my lips aren't dry and crusty. Priorities.
That's so funny.
Okay. I love the next one, too, because we're like go perfect together again. Do you like cooking or baking more?
Definitely cooking.
And I hate it. I'm a baker through and through.
I hate baking, so this is weird.
Perfect. We should just moved in together.
We should.
Like, sorry, bye, Ross. Bye, Jacob. We're moving in.
Yeah.
I don't mind cooking. I'd probably just tolerate it. But I love baking.
Yeah, baking is just bad for me. Like, whatever I make, I eat the entire thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a meal, so there's no portion control, serving size. No, if I'm making, like, 40 cookies, you best believe I'm eating all of them.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to cut recipes. Yeah. I don't believe in cutting recipes.
Me either.
So I never do it, because Ross, like, he likes sweets, but not. I am definitely more of the sweets person.
Yeah.
And so I never, he's told me, he's like, you can't bake because we don't need to eat 2 dozen cookies between the two of us.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, I can't wait for the kids era so I have an excuse to bake cookies.
Oh, and the bread kids want cookies.
Yeah.
Star.
Like, I have to do it for them. It's not that I'm eating 10 of these after they go to bed.
They can only have 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Priorities. I love
so
it.
Funny.
Okay. What does our names mean? This one's kind of fun one. I think only a few, I guess like all of my close people know, but my legal name is Melinda and not Mindy.
Wait, I didn't know that.
You didn't? Oh, my word. Yeah. Mindy's not my real name. It's Melinda.
She's faking it. She's faking it.
I'm a fraud. But my name is partially my grandma's name. And so my grandma's name was Linda. So I'm Melinda. And my middle name is my other grandma's name. So it's my middle name's Lillian, but her name was Lillian.
That's cute.
Yeah. So I never looked up to see if it had like a definition meaning or anything, because that's just what my parents were like, nope, you're named after your grandma's.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I was like, yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was named after, like, Daniel, biblically.
Oh,
I have actually never asked my parents that question, like, how they came up with Daniel.
Yeah.
But it means God is my judge, and I use that as a mantra for myself all the time.
I love that.
Especially, high school's tough. Just growing up as a girl is really, really tough, and always having something to ground me. Mm-hmm. I always came back to, you know what? God is my judge. Nobody else matters. Like, can't take anybody else seriously. Who cares about XYZ? God is my judge.
Period. Oh, I love that. I feel like that's the best, like, name definition to have going through life, honestly.
Yeah.
They're just perfect.
No. And then my middle name is Annette, and that's my mommy's name. Yeah, my parents were super selfish, and they gave my brother and I their first name, so...
Oh, I love that.
You know.
That's what Ross's... He's both of his grandparents, too, or his granddads, too, which was cool. I'm like, oh, I got my grandma's, you got your grandpa's. That's all of my sisters are all named after family members, so it's just fun.
Yeah.
I love it. Makes it easy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are the queen of this next answer. What do you eat for breakfast?
So I have a personal trainer. She makes my meal plans. I eat whatever she tells me.
I love it.
If I don't meal prep or have it laid out for me, I won't eat. Yeah. I just... You just don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yep, that is why my answer is water. If I'm lucky, if my body is lucky that I grace it with any...
Food.
Anything.
Please.
Yeah. When I saw this question, I was like, oh, okay, this one's going to really call me out for how much I don't take care of myself.
Yeah.
It's on the list. You inspire me with all of your stories and your meal prep. And
I try. I seriously just won't eat if I don't prep.
Yeah, that's
how I will not.
I'm the same way. Trying to get back into the gym, I'm like, realized only two sessions in that I do not eat enough.
Yeah.
But I always come up, I'm like, well, it's not ready and I'm not cooking. So. Yeah.
And it's so hard to, like, I work super early most days of the week. And so I do, like, a lot of overnight oats, something that's just, like, quick, easy. I can just take with me. But if I don't do that, like, no prepping, I'm not eating.
Yeah. And I'm not a big, like, cereal person either. So I'm like, all the quick, easy morning things to grab, I hate. Yeah. So.
And they're not good for you. And, you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so.
Yeah. I need to get on it.
Drinking water, Mindy?
At least I'm drinking water.
Yeah.
She's
hydrated.
Yeah, I'm hydrated. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Not that I have no energy. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is a movie that you can watch over and over and over again?
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, I don't. We're stopping the podcast until she watches it. I can watch this movie every single day, every hour of the day.
Oh, I have to watch it.
Well, it's got Brad Pitt, and that's all you need to know.
That helps. That helps a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Surprise Ross. I know what we're watching tonight.
Yeah. He's like, who's in it? Don't worry about it, Ross.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's for the podcast.
It literally doesn't matter. Danielle told me I have to. I think Brad Pitt is in it. Darn. Yeah.
Like, you'll love it. It's great.
Yeah.
This one was a hard one for me, because I have a couple movies.
She's got two.
I have two. Yeah, and I had to really, really narrow it down, and these ones, I was like, I can't pick between the two. But I love The Parent Trap. Their mom is, like, my idol. I guess not really an idol, but I want to be her. She's an icon. I also am a big fan of Meredith, too. She's my hair inspiration, even though it's dark. But, and then it was equally tied with The Sound of Music.
Love it.
I love a good musical. It's like my choice. I none of my friends know I love singing, but my voice sounds awful, so it happens in the privacy of my own home. Typically when Ross is out for guys' nights, because these are not movies that he loves or wants to put up with me in the room. But those two were tied, which they're also were like my mom's go-to movies growing up too, so we would watch them like at least once a month. If we were feeling it, we'd go for like twice a month. So I think they just became like comfort movies over the years that I love, and a good excuse to sing and sound awful in the privacy of my own home.
Yeah, that was like me growing up, and during Christmas, like the Santa Claus movies.
Oh, yes.
What's the actor's name?
Oh,
Tim Allen?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I would just binge the Santa Claus movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like starting after Thanksgiving.
Yes, they were in our lineup. My dad loved those movies.
Yeah.
He's going to hate me for saying this, but whatever.
Say it.
He would do like his jig in like the second one when he's the robot. He would do that dance, and we ate it up growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't do it anymore, unfortunately.
Dang it.
But I'll have to pull one out of him for a little preview this winter.
We just posted it on the podcast account.
Yes.
Like, no context.
This is all you need this Christmas. The jig.
Yeah. I love it.
Fabulous. Those ones are a good one. I just introduced Ross to those this last Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. And I was in shock. I was like, oh, we're married and you haven't watched these?
Yikes.
I'm divorced. Okay, gotta go. But he's like a big movie snob, but he loves like the classics and stuff. I can't say.
Okay,
through.
So what about The Grinch? Because I can
quote it.
Okay, good. I can quote it word for word.
Yes.
And I watch it year round.
Oh, yeah, me too.
When I'm sick, I'm watching The Grinch.
If I'm sad, The Grinch. Immediately. Anything, any minor inconvenience. The Grinch. Okay, but have you seen the new...
The animated
Like, the
one?
New one? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm struggling, because I love... Is it Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm terrible with actors, by
the
way.
Gosh.
But I love his version, because I feel like he just is the Grinch perfectly. Yeah. But the cartoon one, I was like, oh. Yeah.
It's so cute.
So precious.
I still wake up on the weekends, and I, like, turn cartoons on.
Oh, me too.
100%. No, I absolutely do. There's something about just, like, watching something animated.
Yes.
That just really grounds me.
Yeah. That's, like, my background is a cartoon.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't have to think. I can just listen. And I know it's just going to be wholesome and adorable.
And it's, like, fun.
Yeah.
I just watched Kung Fu Panda again, like, 2 weeks ago.
I love that. I tried to convince Ross to watch that the other night. We settled on Mamma Mia.
Movie night.
Those are my suggestions. Like, a little snippet into my evenings. Every time we sit down on the couch and he's like, okay, what do you want to watch? I'm like, well, I know for a fact you're going to say no.
Probably Moana.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, Winnie the Pooh. Can we watch that again? Like, all of the kids' shows, please.
Yeah.
They're my favorite. He keeps telling me, he's like, you need a child sometime soon because I can't put up with these. I'm like, we're literally just going to sit on the couch all day watching Scooby-Doo and all the classics.
That's so funny. I love that.
Fabulous.
We kind of answered, like, who inspires you the most, but when are you the most inspired?
Man, this one was hard. I have, like, two moments. My main one is when I should be asleep, that as soon as my head hits the pillow, every idea and solution immediately hits me. So I have a notebook by my bed. I've been trying to like write stuff down instead of staying awake.
That's genius.
Yeah. But it doesn't really work super great, but we're getting there. But I would say my other one is if I like see a reel or like see someone in a show that really inspires me and I like want to strive to do what they're doing, I immediately get like a spark of like, okay, this is my goal. I want to do this. And then that kind of inspires me a little bit too.
Yeah. But. That's good. Mine's not as organized as that. I feel the most inspired when I have an entire day to do nothing.
I love that.
Like when I have no work to do and I should be resting, I get the most ideas.
Right? Well, I feel like your brain can, like, it's just open, and you can think. And...
I'm finally, like, getting a break from all of my jobs, and then it's, like, actually, just kidding, here's 40 content ideas.
I love it. She texts me all the time on your days off.
I don't have days off.
Yeah, I guess you're, like, kind of days off. You're partial days off.
Yeah.
I'll get a text message, like, first thing of, like, okay, I have all of these ideas. I'll send you the mock-up later, and...
I know.
It's fabulous. Really,
it's an issue, but it also, like, I never run out of ideas.
Yeah.
So.
I love it.
Pros and cons. I work every day, but I have a ton of inspo 24/7.
I love it.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's fabulous to me, at least. Yeah. I'm terrible with social media, so to have you just be like, I have all these ideas.
Okay, well, the worst part is that I get ideas, like, for other people. Like, I've had lash ideas before that I've texted you, and, like, I don't do lashes. I don't know anything about lashes. And I'm like, hey, you should make a reel about...
I love it, though. You give me ideas, because I never get ideas.
Yeah.
I'll literally, like, watch a person's Instagram that I'm like, okay, I kind of want to do what you do.
Yeah.
I'll watch their Instagram for, like, hours, and at the end, I'm like, I have no ideas. Like, I literally just watch someone doing exactly what I want in my life, and I can't. It's awful.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Yeah, but I'll sit down and I'll restructure the background of my business, like, 20 times.
400 times.
Yeah, I'm like, I just set up this whole new software tonight. Most of the time it fails, but that's where my inspiration.
Do I have content prepped? Absolutely not. But this software,
the
killer.
Software is fabulous. I restructured my budget and everything. Yeah. Like, we are set.
That is so funny.
I love it.
Okay, our next question. Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have too many, honestly. So we have a dog, Russell, and then three cats, and two of them I've had for 7 years now.
That's a while.
Yeah, I got them right out of high school, so it's little Callie and Rosie, and then Rose is our mama kitty, so she gave us Gert this last year, which Ross named her, if you haven't guessed already.
Yes.
So little Gertie is turning a year next week.
I love
her. Which is crazy. She's just a little puffball. And then Rose just blessed us again with three little grand kittens. So if anybody wants kittens, please hit me up.
I
don't need six cats. So yeah, got too many, but we have plans for more. We want chickens, and I grew up on a farm.
I thought you meant more cats.
Oh no, no. I think Ross would, he would dip out. He'd be like, no, I think three is enough. And it took a lot of convincing for Gertie to be an inside cat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're maxed out. If we get like other pets, they'll probably be another dog. So Russell has a friend, but not having a fence around the house has kind of prevented all those ideas. But no, so I grew up on a farm. So we had like, my mom was the crazy animal lady. So we had like everything from like geese and chickens to she would hatch emu every year in her class at school.
What?
So my dad could never get behind keeping the emu because you have to have big fences and everything. But we had emu almost every single year while I was in high school that she had a friend that would take them. And so livestock, everything, bottle babies, the whole nine. And so I want a mini version of that. I don't think I could handle all the animals my mom collected, but a small portion. Do a little mini homestead.
Yeah, chickens.
Yeah, gotta do the chickens, hopefully in the next year or two.
Yeah. But when I was in high school, I had a friend, and they had like a homemade chicken coop at their house. And we got really obsessed with chicks.
Yeah.
Not chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Chicks. So when we were playing basketball, we would go to Petco after school, buy a chick, and take it to practice with us.
Oh, my word.
And it just had to sit on the bleachers, and, like, we would try to cover it up. So our coach, like, didn't know that we just brought chicks to practice.
I love that.
And then she would just take them home, put them in the coop, and she ended up with, like, 14.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, super awesome. And I loved picking the chicks out and then not having to take care of them.
I love that.
Yeah. So we just, like, didn't really realize that they do grow up.
Right.
You do have to be responsible for them.
Big and obnoxious.
Yeah. But for a while, I mean, basketball season was eventful with little chicks chirping.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. We always had chickens. When I was little, we lived on an orchard, and I actually had 300 chickens.
Are you?
they paid for my college, or like my beauty school was all from egg money. So my mom and grandma would haul me out to the chicken coop, and I'd have to help them clean and like get the eggs and sell them to people, because they had like, I can't remember how many acres we had. It was a pretty big orchard, so people would come and get, like, peaches and fruit and all that from us, and I was there selling my eggs, and...
You just have 300 chickens.
Yeah, and then when we moved, one of my dad's friends decided to help us move the chickens, and so he made, like, a makeshift cage on the back of his pickup, and we just moved from, like, one side of Lebanon to the other, so not super far. We ended up with maybe 100 chickens at the new property because it wasn't secure enough. My dad was getting calls, like, people knew, and they're like, dude, your chickens are flying out of the back of this pickup. So we had chickens scattered throughout Lebanon that we were trying to collect. It was a blast. Luckily, I was only, like, I think I was 4 or 5 at the time, so I didn't have to deal with it. But yeah, we always had chickens, and I think at the end, we, like, our last group was like 28 or something, which was wild because there was 5 of us. So we did not need that many eggs. Yeah. And now my sister, she has a reasonable amount. I think she has like 5 or 6, which I'm like, okay, that's
perfect.
That's decent. You don't need that many.
300? Yeah. That's crazy.
It was wild. I have no memories of it though, which is crazy because I feel like that would be slightly traumatizing, but...
I need to find, like, a picture of little you, and there's just an entire field filled with chickens.
I probably have them. My mom gave me all of my baby photos and everything when they moved. She's like, I'm not moving these across the state. Like, you can have them. Oh, so they're all in my in-law's barn currently in tubs, and I haven't gotten brave enough to go through them.
We need to find that and release it to the public.
Yeah, there's three tubs that are just all photos of me. From, like, age 1 to 3. Yeah, 3 is when my second sister was born. So after that, it was all bets are off. Yeah. There's no documentation of us really existing. Oh, but, gosh. Yeah, I bet there has to be photos mixed in there with the chickens. It was wild. Their coop was 2 stories, and it was pretty intense.
Like a house?
Yeah, it was, I believe, like a mini barn that they converted over into a chicken coop. Lord.
How do you even get 300 chickens? This is so off topic, and I don't care.
Just collecting them? Honestly, I don't know
where...
You just
buy chicks before basketball practice, yeah, and you end, like, up with 300.
Constantly. Yeah. I don't know how, like, this was honestly... I have no memory of this. I really, like, only have 2 memories of our orchard. This is all word of mouth from my mom telling me this. But, so I don't know if they went out and they were like, yeah, we're doing chickens with this kid. And just found someone to buy that many. Or if it was slow. Because I honestly don't know how many years they lived there before I was born.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And also trying to think about transporting all of those, like... When you're driving on the highway and there's, like, a semi full of hay bales and the hay bales are, like, hitting your... Right. The hay bales, the straw is, like, hitting your window.
Yeah.
Like, imagine that just being a chicken. You're just driving down I-5.
Just boom. A chicken
on your windshield.
Everywhere.
That's insane.
Yeah, which luckily my parents, we weren't driving through. It was just, like, downtown Lebanon. So we weren't, like, I don't think really any section got over, like, 25 miles an hour. But, yeah, my dad's buddy wasn't super innovative. And so he, like, got to the house and my mom was like, where are all my chickens at? Like, my mom was not happy.
Oh, they're downtown. You
missed
it?
Yeah, they're just hanging out Main Street in Lebanon. Yeah, yeah. Just passing them out to everybody as I drove by.
That is so insane.
Yeah, it was wild. And then we... moved out more into the country, so then predators got to them and stuff. But
predators,
yeah, that was another fun one. Our chicken coop at that property was the, like, county's, like, a porta potty, but, like, a stick built one.
What is going on right now?
It was wild. My mom, it was a chicken coop when they moved there, and then my mom, like, gutted it and was doing stuff and found the old toilets, and she told my dad, she's like, I don't think we're supposed to be using this as a chicken coop. So they had to, like, treat it and do all this stuff, call the county, and they're like, oh, we had no idea that was out there, because our property, my parents' property, used to be, like, an agate farm, so they
what
had
in the
stuff
world?
Yeah, it was wild.
This is insane.
Yeah, that property was nuts.
We're gonna have a whole podcast episode about the property. 300 chickens,
all the wild. My backstory is nuts.
This is hilarious. Oh my gosh. Well, I don't have any crazy chicken story, but I do have a little dog. You can't call her that. She's disgusting. She's a little Chihuahua Yorkie terrier. She's a rescue. And when we first got her from the Humane Society, she had super long hair, like a Yorkie. And she just looked like a little mop. She's 6 pounds. Like, she's really tiny. And my mom won't take accountability for this, but she wanted to name her Chewbacca.
Oh, I love that.
And we were like, Mom, no. Like, we can't name our dog Chewbacca. That's ridiculous. And it's a girl. Like, if it was a boy, that would be different. But
right.
Her name is Charlotte Elizabeth. She's 9, I think, now.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. But her teeth are falling out, and she smells like tuna. Like, it's not good.
Love that. Yeah. Sounds like my mom's Chihuahua. They'd be, like, best friends.
Maybe.
Maybe. They might. Who knows?
Chihuahuas are crazy.
They are. They scare me.
Yeah. Honestly. Charlotte is really sweet. She's my cuddle buddy. I love her. But she's absolutely disgusting.
She's like pulling the sweetness coming from the Yorkie and the disgusting part coming from the Chihuahua.
Like when dogs yawn and it's like, oh my gosh, puppy breath. Like when Charlotte yawns, you need a gas mask.
Yes. Sounds like Piper.
It's great.
Sorry, Mom, but it's true.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. Everyone in the family agrees. Yeah, Chihuahuas are scary, honestly.
Not Charlie. Charlie's a queen.
I love that. It's so sweet. She's changing the name for Chihuahuas.
Kinda.
A little bit. The kindness part.
She's so questionable. Ugh.
I love it. Okay. So if you had one day that was completely free, how would you spend it?
I had to think about this morning because I didn't know what my answer was going to be, but I figured it out. So I would get Jacob. We're getting on a private jet and flying to Tennessee in 20 minutes. Like, this is a fast jet. It has to go 3,000 miles an hour. We're picking up my friend Peyton, who lives in Tennessee.
I love it.
Getting the crew, my two favorite people, going to Hawaii.
Ooh.
I've never been to Hawaii.
Really? Me neither.
Okay, actually. Yeah. So that's what I would do, and we would just do that for the day in our private jet.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah.
I feel like your free day is still, like, crazy busy. Just super on brand
for you. I'm so chaotic.
I love it.
I can't rest.
This is the best.
Yeah.
Mine was, like, the complete opposite. I would stay completely local. I wouldn't get out of bed until after 8 at some point. And then I would immediately go and get coffee and then go to every garden center within, like, 30-minute drive because I don't have patience for more of a drive.
Private jet.
Yeah. Oh, I'll private jet to every garden center. The whole world. Then I would get a sandwich and come home and sit out in the yard and read. And then I would do a charcuterie board for dinner, aka classy girl dinner. And then I would get in bed by 9.
That is, like, very you and, like, so realistic. I absolutely believe it.
Very old soul.
Yeah. No, I love it.
I would, if Ross wanted to join in, he could.
But probably not.
Yeah. I don't think he would he might enjoy it. He started to enjoy more garden center things now that we, like, have a house and I'm not trying to cram 100 plants into a small apartment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, honestly, ideally, I would do this all by myself. And
yeah, sorry, Ross.
Yeah, I love you so much, but going to a garden center, because I'm a wanderer. So every time, like, my favorite store is Home Depot. And I immediately am like, okay, if we have to go get 2x4s, we also go to the garden center. And I'll be, like, searching. Like, I went on a mission to find fresh basil, which also Walmart's the only place in Albany right now that has fresh, like,
Trader Joe's has it.
Yeah, but I was in Albany and I didn't want to drive far.
Private jet.
Private jet. That's what we're saying. This needs to blow up so we can both have a private jet. So you can go to Texas and then...
Tennessee.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
You can go to Tennessee and I can go to the garden centers.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
So different.
Right?
Oh my gosh. I love
it. So different, but so great.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. If your life was a movie, what song would play during the end credits?
She's, like, reading my notes and laughing.
I don't know what that is.
Are you serious?
Which I might. Okay. I might if I heard it.
Well, we'd probably have to play it, but my end credits, like, I would need a super dramatic, like, ending scene.
Yeah.
And then when the credits roll, it's just Danny California by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It sounds familiar.
If you heard it, it's totally dad music, and it just cracks me up every time I hear it. But that would be the end credit song.
That's fabulous. I'm going to have to listen to it as soon as we get done.
For sure.
Mine was pretty boring. It was just Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
I love it.
It was one of our wedding songs. It's in all of my playlists. And I don't know, it just seems wholesome. Like, I just picture myself end credits. I'm probably, like, frolicking in a field or something. Garden center at Home Depot. Yeah.
Private jet in the background.
Yes. So, here comes the sun. Just seems right.
Honestly, that fits you so well. And mine would be, like, a really dramatic ending scene. Explosion. Oh. Probably blowing up the private jet. Yes. And then this comes on. Oh, my word.
I immediately, though, when you were describing it, I pictured you jumping out of an exploding airplane.
Okay, yeah.
So, it's perfect.
Perfect. Once you hear it, you'll be like, oh my gosh.
Yes, we'll have to play it on our stories after this episode.
Danny California is the song for Steadfast and Savvy.
I love it. It's our new theme song. We'll figure out how to get the royalty.
Don't read into the lyrics, but yeah. I mean,
well, just to have the soundtrack, it'll be fine. All right. Well, we've made it to question 20, which technically we only did 19 because we answered one during our live. Yeah. Which I guess we could answer it for the people who didn't go to the live.
It was
it was a simple one.
What's your favorite color?
Yeah, mine's yellow, which is wild because if you know me, I have it nowhere. You'd have no idea it was my favorite color. But it was my grandma my first name is after. It was her favorite color. And she passed away when I was 4, I think. But we were like best friends. Weird thing, all of my memories from that little have her in it somehow. I don't know how my little brain did it. Not the chickens, not 300 chickens, but my grandma's there. And so that was her favorite color, and she had it for everything. And so it's just my little reminder of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite color is orange. Surprise, surprise.
I would have had no idea.
Yeah. If you don't follow my business Instagram.
First off, how dare you?
Well, yes. But also, if you just, like, look at it, it tells you everything you need to know. Yes. So, I've always loved orange. There's, like, really no reasoning to it.
Yeah.
I just... It's in my DNA, I guess. I just gravitate towards it. Everything in my room and, like, my water bottle, my iPad case, some variation of, like, burnt orange, terracotta.
I love it.
It's always been like that. Our wedding colors, they have to be, like, terracotta. Yes. Thankfully, Jacob really likes orange.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. Match made in heaven.
That'll be perfect.
So good.
I love it. Fits you so well, too. Just a little ray of sunshine.
Well, sometimes.
Most of the time.
Most of the time when I'm not jumping out of private jets.
Right?
Yeah.
Blowing stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now officially, number 20.
Yes.
What brings you the most peace?
Jacob, my beloved, and Jesus, my double J's, J squared.
Need to get a little necklace with that on.
Yeah, J squared. That's hilarious.
Fabulous. Mine is very similar. So mine is God, and then Ross, of course, and then probably my fur babies. There's something about just, like, petting one of your animals when you're super stressed out that just immediately, like, oh, okay, everything's going to be fine.
And Gert is, like, so fluffy.
She is like a little snowball.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, she's fabulous. It's my favorite. I've always loved long-haired cats, so
yeah.
two of my three are long-haired, and it's... Mm-hmm.
Cats, honestly, they scare me. I'm a little bit terrified. But, you know, Gert is super nice, and she's let me pet her one time.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Her mom's gotten super cuddly. She, like, meets all of my clients now when they're coming back to say hello.
Oh, my gosh.
She loves showing people her babies, too. It's the cutest thing. She's so proud. It's precious.
That's cute.
But she's not, like, super cuddly. Gert's the first one I've had that's, like, super cuddly. Every evening, she curls up on my chest on the couch and just falls asleep watching TV, and it's the cutest thing ever.
So when Charlotte does that, I literally have to push her off of me because she stinks.
See, you need, a good-smelling pet.
I do.
You. It's the best.
I used to want a hamster.
I used to have a hamster.
And 300 chickens.
And 300 chickens. A couple gerbils. Oh. We had a parrot. Or not a parrot. Parakeet.
What?
The smaller ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the ones that are, like, yellow.
Yes.
In Petco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a rescue. It was the worst bird ever.
Oh, I used to really want a ferret, too.
Oh, they scare me.
Charlotte is honestly an equivalent.
Yeah.
But she really is.
Oh, I love that.
But yeah, ferret. It's like an actual rat dog.
Yeah. That's what, yeah, I loved our hamster. We had, it was like one of the mini, like the really tiny one. Her name was Bubbles. She was evil. I have never been bit so many times. And they're like tiny. I don't even know if they're like a half a pound. They're so small. Her cage had like all the tubes so she could run around in them.
Oh my gosh.
And she would use the restroom in the center of one of the top tubes. So I'd have to take the whole thing apart. And then one day she just wasn't existing anymore. Weird. I only had her for a couple months. It was very strange.
Hmm.
But...
Bubbles.
The menace. Yeah, it's crazy. They're so small, I didn't think their bite would hurt.
But they get in there.
It's awful. And then we had a couple gerbils, and they're terrifying. I hate gerbils. No offense to gerbil lovers, but they freak me out.
Yeah.
They were my sister's, so I did not accept them. They were not my pets, but they got them from one of their teachers, elementary school teachers.
Wait, okay. There was a kid I went to elementary school with that would breed them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like the same way that you breed dogs and cats.
It's just a gerbil breeder.
Is that weird?
That is a little weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. My favorite, though, like small animal we had a chinchilla.
Wait.
They're the best.
I used to have dreams about chinchillas.
I love them. We had one. We got it when I was in high school, I think it was. And they're just so fluffy. They're like a little cat, honestly.
Yeah.
But not as like scary.
Okay, do they have like sparkly dirt? I've seen like the sparkly dust that they roll in.
It kind of has like a little bit of a shimmer to it.
But it's like
super fine. Okay. So it just kind of has that natural like glow in a way. But that was the weirdest thing, like having to buy dust for a pet to roll in to clean itself. Is like, okay,
clean itself.
Yeah, it was wild. But that one was mainly my mom's. I think it was one of her students.
This is insane.
But yeah, my mom, I think we've had like every animal, honestly.
Add it to the episode to do list.
Just all the animal 411. We just didn't have reptiles besides like, no, frogs are amphibians. So, yeah, no reptiles. My mom wasn't... Mm-hmm. Like, she wasn't, like, terrified of them, but no way there was going to be a snake living in our home.
Yeah. Jacob had a snake, and he hated it.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand why he ever got one, but...
Yeah.
Cool.
I love snakes. I don't ever want to own one, so I just got one tattooed, so I don't have to feed it or take care of it.
It's just always there.
Fun fact, its name's Megan, named after one of my friends.
We are getting so deep. We are creating so much lore for this podcast.
Yes. Off the bat, get to know us. I had 300 chickens. Danielle's dog smells like tuna.
Love it.
This is so good.
It's fabulous.
Oh my gosh.
This just shows what episodes are going to be like.
Here on out. It's
chaos.
Be fantastic.
Getting off topic.
That's what we're here for.
Just two girls that like to yap.
Yeah. Can't stop.
Right?
I love, because I feel like it's one of those things where we're kind of learning about each other through this too. And that's what, like, I've known Ross for, oh gosh, since fifth grade.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. So he knows like all of these crazy stories and everything. And so it's
You're getting my first reactions.
Yeah. And it's so fun. I love it.
Oh my gosh.
It's the best.
Super good.
I love it. Okay. Well, I guess we should probably wrap it up because our introduction episode's almost at an hour now. So
that's good.
Yeah, it's fabulous. More to come.
To give you a little sneak peek and look forward to a new date, our next episode is going to be released on May 10th. It's going to be called Staying Authentic and Savvy. So we're going to dive deep into what it means to be true to yourself, in your business, in your relationships, just as an individual, all the things. So May 10th, mark your calendars, stay tuned.